All right. Well, I am really excited to share with you a special announcement today that the Feminine Collective community is now open for enrollment for founding members. Those of you that have been hearing me share about this community, I am just delighted to be gathering, connecting, mentoring, and inspiring those of you that come into this community. This is for the woman entrepreneur who desires to build a business and a life that is in alignment, that you want to use both soulful and spiritual tools and techniques. You want to listen to your inner voice. You want to leverage the feminine energy that we truly are not taught how to use, and really how to balance that out with the more masculine, go after, create strategies and structures for your business. And so we are going to be sharing content. We're going to be gathering in community. You're going to be receiving mentorship from me on a monthly basis. Go over to thefemininecollective.co/join for all information. Between now and July 19th, you'll have an opportunity to join as a founding member. And again, you'll want to check out thefemininecollective.co/join for all information. Welcome to the Soul of Business. My name is Heidi Stevens, and I'm a coach for women entrepreneurs just like you. My intention for this podcast is to share tools and techniques that I've found invaluable as I've built and scaled businesses over the past 10 years. My mission is to help you uplevel your mindset, get clear on your strategy, and access your intuition to create a business and a life better than you think is possible. Think of this podcast as your weekly dose of inspiration and place to go for tools, techniques, and the perspective shift that you need to go out and get what you desire. Let's get started. What's up, you guys? Welcome to day two. If you're watching the replay, make sure you let me know by letting me just say replay, and make sure you participate in the challenge. All right, you guys are all gonna jump on here, and I've got a lot to share today. So just gonna wait for a minute for y'all to come on, and we will rock and roll. So you guys, today, just quickly, like, what we're gonna cover, and then I will dive right in. So I'm gonna take you through a meditation to support you in accessing your femininity more often. I'm gonna get my microphone because I wanna make sure you guys can hear me a little bit better. So I'm gonna take you through a meditation. I am going to give you your journal prompt and talk a little bit about that. And then I'm also going to be bringing it back to business today. So those are the things that we're going to be covering. Before we dive into the meditation, I just want to make a couple comments on first of all, I just want to acknowledge every one of you that's participating and sharing. I am really moved by your vulnerability and your honesty and your willingness to share what's up and share how you have noticed where you are pushing away your feminine and to the degree that that has cost you. I know that for a lot of the women that I often work with, it creates challenges and strife in their relationships and their marriage. And I just wanted to make a couple of comments on a few things that were shared. One of the women shared, like, that they hadn't been trusting themselves to launch. And I loved that because, like, how often do we think that we need to have all the plans and, like, everything together and know exactly, like, all the steps before we actually share an offer or put something out there or launch a group program or just share your services? And while there's a degree of, like, thinking through things and knowing, like, what's next, especially at the more beginning stages of your business, to just put something out there and to trust that, like, you know what? I'm going to see how this goes, and I'm going to, like, try it, and I'm going to learn from my mistakes, and I'm going to do better the next time. But to just be willing to put yourself out there and to trust that inner guidance of, like, oh yeah, like, I think I've got something here. I'm gonna just go do it. And I feel like there's a lot of, like, waiting for someone to give us a permission slip, right? Like, waiting for us to say, like, oh yeah, like that's a good idea, or that's not a good idea, or do it this way. And yes, there is an element and there is something smart about having a mentor or a coach to guide you on your path so that you're not just making, like, kind of bad decision and bad decision after another. That being said, you have so much wisdom inside of you. And I noticed that I was on a call with my
Mindful Business Accelerator ladies earlier, just right before we got on this call. And like, there were several of them that was like, you know, like you have the strategy at this point. Like, you know, the systems and the structures that you need to set up. You've got the foundation laid. Like, now it's time to just go do. Now it's time to get yourself out there. Now it's time to go build that know, like, trust factor. And now it's time to trust your own inner yes, like your own, like, I'm supposed to do this. I'm supposed to gather. I'm supposed to connect. I'm supposed to share. I'm supposed to host the live event. I'm supposed to do the, you know, the live video or the challenge or the webinar, whatever it is. And you go and you put yourself out there and you go and you do it and you trust the next steps. So, one of the ladies also shared about the fact that she's in go, go, go mode and that she feels really inspired to be in go, go, go mode. And I just wanted to touch on this because it can be seen in this conversation around the feminine. While I know you guys are loving it, I think that oftentimes there can also be a question of like, what if I feel like hustling? What if I feel like just like putting my head down and working a ton? My two cents on that is, amen, sister. Like, go do you. This isn't about making one right or wrong. This isn't about, you know, not working or not being so focused on your business. When I took the Mastermind Girls last week to the retreat that we were on, you know, at the beginning, I think a couple of them were like, well, I'm just really clear that I need a lot of business strategy and a lot of business structure as I'm sitting in like my full on, you know, floral dress. And I was like, awesome, cool, let's dive in. So this isn't about one being better or worse. The reason why we're diving into the feminine in this challenge is because this is so often overseen. This is so often overlooked. And we don't give ourselves the time and the space. Like, again, like I was sharing yesterday, we're so conditioned to head down, do it the efficient way, do it the smart way, do what the person says. And what that does is it pulls us outside of ourselves looking for the answers, outside of ourselves for looking for the permission slip, outside of ourselves for figuring out what to do and how to do it and when to do it. So these 3 days is all about pulling that energy back in and really taking ownership for yourself. So with that, you guys ready for a meditation? Yeah? All right, let's do this. So if you can, get yourself into a quiet place. And I would love, if possible, for you to get your feet on the floor. And I want you just to take a couple deep breaths. And I want you to slowly turn down the dial of your head. If you were multitasking on the computer, just shut it down. Obviously, you need to keep your computer or your phone on to hear my voice. But I want you to really just slow things down for a moment. All right, slow it down, get yourself grounded, feel your feet on the floor, feel your sit bones on the chair, on the bed, on the couch. Sit up tall. If you're lying down, go ahead and get yourself seated. And I want you to picture, we're going to do what's called a chakra meditation. And if you don't know what chakras are, that's okay. I'm going to explain it to you as we go along here. So we're going to do a balancing of all of your energies, your feminine energy, your masculine energy, as a way to open up a more direct portal to your own inner intuition. Just taking a deep breath in through your nose, feeling your belly rise, and then exhaling. I want you to picture your first chakra, which is right down at the base of your back, right in between your legs. And I want you to picture a round disc just circling around you. Just circling around you, around and around and around. It may touch your body. It may go slightly outward side of your body. It may run down your legs. Just picture a red circling around you, swirling around you, grounding you, to Mother Earth, feeling connected, feeling protected, feeling safe. And now I want you to go up to your second chakra, which is right, your womb area, your reproductive zone. And I want you to picture an orange spiral spiraling around you, opening up, awakening. This chakra is all about creativity and sensuality and flow and rhythm. Being connected to time. Just feel your body open up as you start to see that orange spiral circle around and around and around and around and around. Opening, awakening, alivening that femininity that is just already inside of you. And as you move up your body, you're going to go into your solar plexus, right around where your stomach is, and you're going to picture a yellow energy just spiraling around you, filling you inside and out like a sunbeam, just exuding yellow from your stomach. This is the area of personal power. This is where you find your voice. This is where you speak your truth from. Picture it circling around and around and around and around, and spiraling around. Your inner confidence comes from this inner gut, your inner knowing of what to eat and how to act and how you desire to show up. Picture the yellow sunbeam just becoming alive. Now you're going to move up into your heart chakra, right in the middle of your chest, and picture a green spiral circling around and around and around and around and around you. Opening yourself up to the unconditional loving that you already are. Experiencing the love that is available for you to receive. Through your heart chakra, you can open up to more connection, to more intimacy, more abundance, more compassion, more inner peace. Feel your shoulders drop as you move up into your throat chakra. This is your fifth chakra. And I want you to picture a blue spiral moving around and around and around, spiraling all around your throat and your neck, picturing a deep royal blue. This is where you speak your intuitive knowing from. This is where that inner courage that comes up from the third chakra and moves into the heart chakra and then up into your throat to let it out, to voice your message, to say what you are here to say, to plant your stake in the ground and have the courage to speak. And if there's a noise that needs to come out, there's a sound that needs to come out. Let it come out. And then as you move up to your sixth chakra, which is your third eye, right in between your forehead, you're going to picture a deep violet, a purple energy spiraling around and around and around and around and around you. This is the place of your direct knowing. This is the place where your own clairvoyance that every single one of us has access to. This is the place where you can access knowing, where you can access your own truth. Just feel that purple energy flow around you. And as you move up to the last chakra on top of your head, the crown chakra, I want you to picture just a bright white pure light. And it hovers over you at the top of your head. And it circles you and it encapsulates you. And it reaches all the way up into
the heavens, to spirit, to source, to universal energy. And I want you just to feel that energy so connected, way up high. And this is the place of your highest self, your true nature, the one that is here to guide you and support you and hold you. The divine feminine lives here. And so does the divine masculine, working in tandem, beautifully, collectively, in support of your higher evolution, and you doing the work and being the woman that you are meant to be here on planet Earth. And so just soaking all of this in, ladies, just soaking all of this energy in and feeling the spirals move around you. And just knowing that from this place, you are so taken care of. You are so protected. You are so divinely guided every single step of the way. And from this energy, from this balanced place, from this opening and this awakening, your soul knows what to do next. Your soul knows the action that it desires to take. Your soul knows how to spend your time. And so as you start to wiggle your toes and wiggle your fingers and start to breathe a little bit deeper and find your way back into the room that you are in, when you are ready, I want you to just write down in your journal, what is the next step that I would take in my business that I know would have a dramatic effect? Like, what is my own inner knowing that if I showed up in this way, if I took this action, if I got clear on this boundary, if I got clear on this communication style, if I took this risk, if I leaped out in this way, it would really shift things for me. And so today's challenge is a little bit deeper. There's actually four parts. And so the first is to answer the question that I just asked. What is the thing that you know if you took action on, it would really move things forward? And for some of you, that's going to be slowing things down. And for others of you, it's going to be speeding things up and a quickening. And for others of you, it's going to be asking for more money. And for others of you, it's going to be making the next hire. And for some of you, it's going to be getting more visible. And only you know what that thing is for you. The second question that I'd like to see you guys answer as part of the challenge is, what excites you about building your business and creating your life in a more feminine way? For some of you, you shared that this was the first time you've ever heard of it, I've heard of feminine energy in your business. Some of you know it very well. What excites you about the possibility of softening into your business and trusting the flow? And then the last question is, what about it scares you? I'll be the first to admit that it scares me. There's so many parts of it that feel so good and so right and so in alignment and so 100% on. And then there are those moments and those times where I'm like, ugh, like, but what if I can't control it? What if I'm gonna stop like pushing? Like, can I actually have the success that I desire? And I know in every cell, I know in my brain that the answer is yes. And yet it feels scary to like let go and to trust. And this doesn't mean that you never have plans or doesn't mean that you don't create some systems and structure. This is not throwing everything out the window. But there is an element of like an inner trust and an inner knowing of okay, like, I trust that, like, spirit has my back here. And what about that scares you? Are you guys clear on what the three questions are? Can I get some thumbs up, a yes, some love? You guys are good with that? And then we're going to go into the Instagram, the social media post. I'm just going to wait for just a minute. Make sure you guys all got clarity on that. Yes, I see some thumbs up. Three questions, which we'll write again in the feed. Number one, what action step do you know if you took in your business would make a dramatic change? Like, what is your inner knowing know? Like for some of my clients, it's like, I know that if I just gathered the group of people, if I just did the live event, if I just put myself out there, I would make a big difference. Some of my clients are like, I know that I have got to get on Insta story regularly. The next one, you know, is like, I have got to take the leap and leave my job and leave everything that I'm doing and go and do what my soul is here to do. So that's the first question, is what is an action step that you know that when you take this, it's going to make a dramatic effect, dramatic change in your business. That's number one. The second one is what excites you about building your business in a feminine way. And the third question is what scares you. The last part of the challenge is going to be asking you to dive a little bit deeper into your femininity. Okay. We just did a meditation. You guys posted some beautiful things on social. You know, Karen was rollerblading. You know, you guys were journaling. I love Kara. You were doing all the things. You were lighting the Palo Santo and you were doing essential oils and awesome stuff. I'm going to ask you to go one layer deeper and get out of your comfort zone with this one and push your own limit. Okay. So I'm going to give you a few examples of what this can look like. And this is what I want to see, just a little post about. You don't have to show yourself doing these things, but like, this is what I did. Hashtag the Feminine Collective Challenge. Tag me. All right. So this is your action and your post over the next 24 hours. Here are a few examples. Go and dance. You guys saw me on my Insta story getting my groove on with Harrison and just like moving my hips, right? Like dancing, turning on music, singing. Bonnie knows all about this. Like letting the voice out loud, making sound, letting it come up and out. All right. Making noise, right? So for some people that like, what if you just like screamed like, like, how good does that feel? Like, if that doesn't get me into, like, my body and my feminine, like, I don't know what does, right? Like that is, like, noise is a way that if you see my son and you see my husband, you see me, like, that is a way that we access our creativity. Like, like, noise, movement, dance, music, like, get into your body, ladies, okay? A few other ways. Those of you that have been familiarized with breathwork, that you are familiar with it, go download a breathwork guide and go and do it tonight or go and do it tomorrow morning. Like, do some type of active breathwork. If you don't know what that is, if you've never been, you know, introduced to it, don't do that one. Skip it. For those of you that know Kundalini, go do a breath of fire. Like, what is the breath of fire? Someone can do it. Like, literally. I remember doing that on one of my challenges before. Like, if you're familiar with Kundalini, if you're familiar with breath of fire, if you're not familiar with any of those, just go shake it out. Like, literally, like, shake out the energy, shake out your body, and like, feel your body. And you are going, like, I want you to feel uncomfortable. I want you to access a part of yourself that you have never done, that it's not that you've never done before, but that's just not a daily occurrence for you. This is a challenge. All right. Maybe you know that you are ready for a cry. One of my girls today was like, I just had a big ugly cry. And I'm like, amen to that. Like, let the emotion come through. This is all about creating space, okay? It's about opening up the chakras, balancing the chakras, opening up your body so that you can get more in touch, so that you can create space for intuitive hits to come in. When we're just like in the like go, go, go mode and like doing and hustle and like gotta get the kids here and gotta do this and gotta get to work and gotta create this. And like, it's like there's no space for spirit, for universe to like come in and give us any intuitive guidance.
So whatever this is for you, a couple others that I wrote down for you to easily access the more feminine side. If you are a dominant right hand, play around with writing with your left hand. I know a lot of you guys journal, and this may be something that you've never heard of before. You can literally like ask yourself a question with your dominant hand. So like, spirit, what is the next step that you would have me take in my business? Put the pen in your left hand and see what comes through. There's a book on this. We're going to go more in depth on this in the Feminine Collective. I'm going to, you know, talk about this tool a little bit deeper, but just try it. Like, try writing with your other hand, and you may just be really surprised as to how clear your own intuition comes through that creative side of your brain. Okay. Have sex and actually enjoy sex. Don't just have sex for your husband or your partner or your girlfriend or whatever. Like, actually enjoy sex and be playful and make noise and get into your feminine body. All right. You don't have to share too much about that one on Instagram, but like, let's just be women. All right. So those are my suggestions for you. I see you've got a couple of questions. Helen likes to do Insta dance parties. Yes. Kelsey's asking, in the future, can you do a little piece about chakras and feminine energy in business? I'm going to write here to see what it says. I always find the hard grasp. Understand that there's so much regarding chakras out there. Kelsey, I'd love to know more about specifically what you're asking. Are you saying like how each chakra affects your business? I don't believe that every single chakra affects your business specifically. It's about balancing all your energies so then you can then open up to more intuitive guidance and more flow. Heather's liking the sex. Amazing. Yes. Believe me, I need that reminder just as much as I'm sure all you do. Like, I'm working on my feminine energy as well. Hyla says, I love breathwork, but I've never done it home alone. Do you have a great resource for a guide? Yes, Hyla. David Elliott he's on iTunes, and I think you can find him on like Spotify as well. He's like one of the breathwork gurus. If you look him up, he has like a 7 minute, a 14 minute, a 21 minute, and a 28 minute guided meditation. So you can literally just play it and it will guide you through the breathwork session. Any other questions on balancing the energies via chakra meditations? Yeah. So Kelsey, I just did one with you. And I'm happy to, you know, share more if that's of service. So any other questions? We're at 30 minutes. I am excited for tomorrow. Tomorrow we're going to share more about how to directly then like open up and directly have this impact your business. And I am also going to be sharing all the details about the Feminine Collective tomorrow. We will be opening it up for enrollment at the end of the challenge tomorrow at 5 p.m. Pacific time. So if you have any specific questions about that, we can answer them tomorrow. I'm looking forward to diving in deep with you guys tomorrow. And I can't wait to see your challenge, your post. 3 questions on the Facebook feed and then sharing on Insta story or your feed. I love you. Have an amazing evening and tomorrow. And I look forward to seeing you live tomorrow at 4 p.m. All right. Bye-bye.